Okay, first I want to thank everyone for coming. We're trying to basically, we usually try and do on the Chol Moed share is to take a sugya and the mesecta we're learning, which is a sort of a little bit on the lighter side, and try and be ma'ayin into it. So we took here a Gemara, which the Fi Pshuto is a very, very simple Pashat Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch, very simple. Looks like there's no machlokes. Everyone agrees. And the goal of the shiur is going to dive into the sugya a little bit and point out that what looks like a very simple sugya is really not so simple. What looks like that everybody agrees is not true. There's a gigantic machlokes between what I believe the Rambam and the Rush. Maybe they're arguing in a few different points. They're all interconnected. 3, 4, 5 different points that all become interconnected. But when you look at it at first glance, it looks like everyone's agreeing, everything's simple, kipshuto. So now let's start. Let's first read the Gemara. We'll try and go. I don't think it's a very long share. So we'll try and go slowly, carefully. The Gemara is a little busy Gemara. It starts on the bottom of Chav Testament Beis. The Gemara has some kind of machlekes when you should marry the learning. I'm not sure what the machlekes revolves around. That's an interesting point. But the Gemara comes out at the end that Amrav Yehuda Mershmuo Halacha, the Halacha is Nosa Yishua Chakim Torah. The preferable thing is to get married first. This way you can learn Torah Big Kedusha. It's not practical. Person has tirdas, but I'll pligi halon v'adahu. So there's big machlokes, Rashi, Tosfos, but basically everyone seems to agree pshat in the alumnus that if those people that have the ability to learn without being distracted and they can get married and it won't distract them from learning, then they should better get married. Rashi says that the Havi below hearer, Bachar Kaholik Velame Torah, this way you avoid the problems of hearer. You can learn Torah Bikdusha. And the Hu, B'Bnei Eretz Yisrael, so they would, since they would be distracted, they should better go learn. It's definitely a shmooze. It means that the Amud Gemara is already paskening, that already for the people, the Talmid Achamim, in the time of the Gemara, if they wouldn't get married, they would have hearer. It's very so difficult not to have hearer. But the Gemara is saying that nonetheless, if you won't be able to learn, so that the Rashi learns the who, then they'll be, so therefore they should go ahead and learn first. Okay. Then the Gemara brings an amazing ma'isa, which definitely also an amazing Musar Maisa, but it's not part of the Shmuz. That Rav Chizda was Meshabeach, Rav Huna, Rav Huska was Meshabeach to Rav Huna. That Rav Hamnuna is an Adam Gadol. So Rav Huna wanted to meet him. So he saw that he didn't put on his tawis, which meant he was single. So Hadrei Ape Mine, the Marsha says he turned his face because he held he was a Rasha. Because he's not married. Why? Because the Marsha says, Rav Huna the Taimei, Ben Esther Shanonos Isha Koyama Bavera. Bavera is outside and Koyama here Avera. So it's also definitely a shmooze that here Rav Huna never met Rav Hamnuna. The only thing he knew about Rav Hamnuna is that Rav Chizda told him he's an Adam Gadol. He obviously trusted Rav Chizda. And the second piece of information he knew about him that he was single. Apparently there was the heter of not getting married did not apply to him. And therefore, he assumed, he passed in that he had a halachic din of a Rasha, and he didn't even want to look at him. Because why didn't he done him the kaschus? Because apparently it's a din of koyama hiravera, even it's even an adam gadol, it's almost like a psik resha to some extent, on some whatever level we're talking about, dakas, whatever it is. But it wasn't that Rav Huna was not done Rav Hamnuna in the Katzchus that he was not having Hirhur. It's not possible, whatever, to some extent. Okay, now we go weiter. Omar Rava came down to Rabbi Shmo, Ad Kav Shana Yoshe Goshpurim Mitzap, and other Mosa Yisa Hisha, Gigela Chav and Onasa, Omar Tainbek Ax Maisav. Now, when I learned the Gemara Gepshuto, I assume this is also because of the same din of Rav Huna, that because if you don't get married, Koyam of Hira Veira. As we'll see, the Rambam and the Rush, they all learn that this din is house, the din not because of Hira, but this is a din house of Mitzvah Pruvu. What is their Raya? What's their Hechloch to assume that Rabbi Shmuel is talking about that you have to get married at Chaf for Pruvu? I do not know offhand, but that's not Nagea how they know it from the Gemara. Probably to Mashmos. Sure, maybe says something. Okay. So the Gemara says that if you don't get married, Hashem waits for Pruvu till 20. I'm Rav Huna, Chizda, Haida, Diva, Chavroi, Nesiba, Yvishisler, I'm better because I got married at 16. We have Nesiba, Arbosar, which Jamar Shelder is 13. Have him in the Sultan Gir Beinach. Omre Rav Rav Nas, Nasim Barami. I don't know if it wasn't told to be able to read the next two lines. The other chasomer to break while your hands are on the shoulder of your son, Mishisar v'ad Esrim. You should finish 16 to 20, the tardi, 22, I'm sorry. V'amnei mitimnei alach ad ad Esrim v'arba. Or it's 18 to 24. So Rashi too brings two pshatim. Either this means you should marry him off at these ages, 16 to 22 or 18 to 24. Or it means nothing to do with marriage and just talking about chinuch. Okay. That's a Gemara. Basically, it seems like a very simple Gemara. And let's just read through the Rishayim, and then we'll see. The Rambam says, seemingly, Boish mitzvah priyavu, perik tesvav halacha beis, a person and man approvu, below isha. Bohemis aish mitzkai is emi men shivasar, that's the Mishnah. Shmona started a chuppah, and he's earning it's the 17th year. Let's see. Kimish Avru Esther Shem Nasi Isha Reza Oivrim Avatam Mitzvah says, this is how everyone says, this is how the Rambam learned to start the Veir Rabbi Shmuel, that you're over the Bittul Mitzvah essay when you get to 20. Where the age of 20 comes from is not clear. Why 20? Someone says, because that's when you're a Bar Chiyuva and Shemayim. Yeracha Shulchan says, "Vimoy etara osay petar v'etara ba avay misyara minisa ishak deshal yitra mezaynus yivadem in atayra areza mutin is acher." This is what we saw in the Gemara before. Hold on, the halahu rechaim itzavara v'yasa petayra shalitzek b'mitzvah pratei me'amitzvah koshim etam etayra. That's a Rambam, seemingly just quoting over the Gemara. The Rush, there are two Rushes. The Rush here brings the same din that you have to get married when you're 20. If you're learning, you can delay. That's the first Rush on the top of the page, on the top of the third page. The Kula Moy, the Dimi Efshad Lilma of Im Yisa Isha Yilma Vacha Gisa Isha. And then the Rush adds, the Kitzla lo yisalime lo yadanu. Very important Rush. That the Rush says, I don't know to what the age is. And we have the yeshiva, we have this age of 25. But the Rush says he doesn't know what the age is. He doesn't know. I'm not sure where the age of 25 comes from. It comes from the Chofetz Chaim. I don't know where the Chofetz Chaim got it. Let me say, got from the Yamcho Shlomo. He always says 24. So I don't know. But the Rush says he doesn't know what the age is. You're busy learning. You're allowed to delay. But to what age, he doesn't know. Lo yadan. Shlo yitog en shivat dem yipribu kol yamel. Because you can't say it means forever. Shlo matzina zem ben nazai. Shkoshim ashim atayra. Poshim shan, the Rush is bringing a raya. He says, you can't say it means mevat dem forever. Because then there's a special, only a special madrega ben nazai. And I say, was it yochid b'dayra? So obviously everybody else, they have to get married at some point. So, but we don't have a point. At one hand, our Gemara says here, Rechaim is Havar of Yasa B'Torah, that you're allowed to delay. On the other hand, we can prove from the fact that only Ben Azai was able to delay totally, that you can't delay totally. So therefore, there must be some middle kitzlon. I don't know what it is. Okay, that's the Rosh in Kedushin. The Rosh in Yevamis says, seemingly, if you have a single bachar who passes 20, she has no intention of getting married, so Bezdin should force him. It's not clear what kind of forcing. We're talking about with words or with sticks. Rash doesn't say. Many people say it means with sticks. Physical. Came Ashman, he brings a raya. A little bit of a problem that the raya doesn't seem to be such a raya. Just as a raya that they were in Rabbanan and said to Rav Avu, they just told him. They didn't seem to, that's the forcing they did as they told him to get married. Okay. All right, that's basically the Rosh. Comes on the Mugei Yosef in Yevamis, and he brings a Rosh, same Rosh, Rikosim and Meforshim, just bring that same sheet. The Nochonu Baruch Shavuilav Esrim Shanavain writes that Isa Isha, Shavesni Yekfu, and Isa, and the Kai Pri Rivia. That's a Rosh. He came here with the Rambam. So the Rambam seems like they're saying the same as a Rosh. Shikos with Sefer Nosh and Perek Tesvav, Kishavar Esrim Shanavain Esrim. Another, the Rambam doesn't say this din of Kaifin, but we can derive it from the Rambam, because since the Rambam says that you're Mevata the Mitzvah, so I'm Cain, I believe Shar Mitzvah Zesai, Shem Akinos, Shem Afsha, Oshem Kar Mitzvah. We know by any Mitzvah that we force a guy, we Makin ourselves. If a person doesn't want to do a Mitzvah, doesn't beat him up, Achetesin Afsha, until he does a Mitzvah. So since the Rambam says you're mevata of the mitzvah 20, so therefore we would be kaifin. So the Rambam and the Rosh, seemingly what the Mugei Yosef is saying, are exactly the same. Okay. So it comes out, seemingly, is everyone saying the same thing as the Gemara, except the Rosh says he doesn't know what the age, the limit is, doesn't know what the kitzvah is, and the Rosh adds that we are kaifin, and the Mugei Yosef says that we can be medayed from the Rambam, but the Rambam also holds that they're kites, that we kite him. As of yet, we do not see any machlokes anywhere. And we have the Shulchan Aruch. And what the Shulchan Aruch basically does is he combines the everyone together into one group, which is very good because, as we said, Parshat Shana is everyone agrees with each other. Okay. We only have the half the sheet. We'll start from where we start where the sheet is, minute in the middle of the siman. We shall over of Esrim Shana Dana Rice Alisa. Doesn't Kaifin also Lisa. This is a Rosh. That's what the test says. I don't know if the Malcolm here, the Biragaina, Tur Bashem Ovid for Rosh Shami Yavamis. That's the Rosh and Yavamis. The Bez and Kaifin. That was a Rambam. The Rosh said the same thing, seemingly, that we learn out from Holon Vahodahu, Rechaim Itzavar of Yasim Torah. If you're learning, you can delay. Zacher, delay it. However, there's something, this is already not necessarily some Logayatos, but Bismana Zen, there is some Minig that we don't. Luxia, whole tumult wise man is as different. Okay. So superficially, the Rosh and the Rambam, they all agree. It's Mefarish and Gemara. There's no machlekesim. And the Machaber is simply quoting one din from the Rosh, Bes and Kaifim, that from the Rosh, and the second din from the Rambam, that if you're learning Torah, that's almost verbatim of the Rambam's Lashon, and he puts them together because there's no machlekes. Okay. The sugya starts with the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel in Ois Hay says that there is seemingly some machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. What's the machlekes? Is that the Rosh said, Kitzva, he doesn't, Laosos Lima Lo Yadina. Because lo yitochen shivat the privil kol yamav shomasina zera ben azai, And the Shmuel says that the Rambam is mashma, that there is no kitzvah. The Rambam is mashma, that you can go your whole life without getting married. What about the Rush for the Rai? Simple pshat in the Beis Shmuel is, he understood that the Rush proved his din from Ben Azai, because only Ben Azai can go his whole life. Not sure anyone else can. So he says that because Ben Azai was a special din, that he didn't have to get married, even if he didn't have tirdas, Mishum HaZainis. Okay. So the Rush is saying, the Beis Shmuel is saying that the Rush is Raya from Ben Azai is not so mukhruch. The Rambam there would not hold that he has a good Raya from Ben Azai. Therefore, he would disagree. The Rambam disagreed with the Rush's halacha. The Rush says, the Gemara doesn't say anywhere that there's a kitzah, but there must be a kitzah because I see from Ben Azai that only Ben Azai had a heter. The Rambam will hold that that's not a good Raya because Ben Azai had a special heter even when he didn't have terda. And Memeda, since there's no kitzah in the Gemara, so we ain't no chinami, there is no kitzah. Okay. So simple pshat in the Beis Shmuel is that we have a very small machlekes Rambam in the Rush, whether there's a kitzah or not. What's in the kudas of machlekes is the machlekes is revolving in how we understand Ben Azai. The Rush felt that maybe Ben Azai was also only allowed because of Tirda Mezainas, not sure. And therefore he felt he had a raya from Ben Azai that everybody else was usher and had to get married. And the Rambam, according to Mishmuel, felt that Ben Azai is not a good raya. That's simple pshat. Okay. Well, now we start being ma'ayin. We discover that there are numerous other machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush. And it seems that they're not so question what they're all, if they're connected, and what are they totally on. If you look on the Erech Lechem, which is that's the first parish under the Beis Shmuel, the very early Achron, it's around over 400 years ago. I should have quoted it on the Mar Mikaymis. I apologize. I forgot to write him down. He says, he goes on the line of the Mechaber. Now that line, if you recall, that is a verbatim quote of the Rush in Yevamos. Okay, so that is the let me just see, I somehow messed up my screen. Okay, back again. So the going on the line of the Mechaber, which is quoting verbatim the Rush in Yevamos. So he says, "Me did not cause Eino Raisa." The Rush is Lashon. It's Eino Raisa Lisa. The Mechaber is Lashon. That's the Rush is Lashon in Yevamos. The Eino Raisa Lisa. So me did not cause Eino Raisa. The low not cause Eino Raisa. He didn't say he didn't get married. It's Eino Raisa. That the only time we're kaifim is if he doesn't want to get married. But if he wants to get married, just not only has a reason, I got to go to school, I'm busy, I want to make my million before I get married. It's not some kind of cheshbon. I want to first go travel around the world, and I won't be able to do that after I get married. So the only time we're kaifim if it's ain't a reitza. Okay. Okay. So, question is, would the Rambam agree with that? So, again, if we look back at the Rambam directly never spoke about the Din Kfiyah. But the Mukha Yosef in that third sheet, the Mukha Yosef in Yevamos was medayaged from the Rambam's Lashon. And what did the Rambam say? Let's look again in that Mukha Yosef. The king near me did by a Rambam. Shekoza b'sefer nosh and perek tesvav. Kivin sha'avra efstrim shana v'nonosa isha. Hareza Oirim Avada Mitzvah. Vimkein, Avle Gishar Mitzvah says, Se Shem Makin Ashatay Se Nafsho. You know, if the Rambam says that if you're Oivir Eshem Shana, you're Avada the Mitzvah. So then you have to be Makin because, like any, like Lulav and Shofar, you gotta be Makin, so you shouldn't be Oivir the Mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't mention a word that he's talking about a person who doesn't want to get married. That's not in the Rambam at all. The Rambam doesn't say if a person doesn't want to, and it's not even logical. The Rambam's saying that if at a certain point the time comes, you're over the mitzvah. Whether you're over the mitzvah is not dependent on what your das is. It depends on the mitzvah. There's a set time for the mitzvah. Once you miss the Kriya Shema, you miss the Zman, you missed it. It makes no difference whether I'm planning on saying it later, I'm not planning on saying it later. Once you miss the Zman, you miss the mitzvah. The Rambam says, Kivin Sha'abrah, Ezra Sha'anasa, Yisha, Reza Oivir. There's a Zman for the mitzvah. The man is 20. If you miss 20, you miss the mitzvah, you're over the mitzvah. Says in Luka Yosef, if that's the case, then you have to be kaifin. So that means that according to the Rambam, you're kaifin even if without the person, even if the person wants to get married. Which means if we accept the diuk of the Erech Lechem in the Rush, we have another machlokes Rambam in Rush. That the Rambam says that the only time we're kaifin is, again, the Rambam in Yevamah says, ain't a race that he sees. The guy is 20 and he doesn't want to get married. Then we're kaifin. Well, the Rambam would hold that we're kaifin even if he wants to get married. Now, I can't say whether it's just a Mukha Yosef hold that way. Maybe he doesn't hold it a Diyak of the Erech Lechem, or he doesn't. It doesn't mean that they hold exactly the same. He's just saying, first he brings a rush, and then the Rambam is even, became there with Devi Rambam, and even more than that. Also, you don't see in the rush this idea of Tetzin Achetetzin Nafsho. In general, they quote, they bother the rush. You barely see any fear from the Raya he quoted. Sure, you don't see a Tetzin Nafsho. But so it could be that the Rambam, you see more than the rush, and the Rambam Yosef would agree to that. But at least according to the Erech Lechem, we have another machlokes. Really, I would say two more machlokes in between the Rambam and the Rush. That the Rush holds that when a person is 20 and he wants to get married, we're not kaifim. And the Rambam holds we are kaifim. And that's based, you have to say, that means that the Rush doesn't hold what the Rambam says, because the Rambam really never said the Pharisee you're kaifim. But then Mukhe Yosef said that that's a derivative of what the Rambam said, which means that the Rush can't agree with that line of the Rambam, right? Because, again, the Rambam says this line, Mukhe Yosef says, by definition, based on that line, that means that you're kaifin. And has nothing to do with whether the guy wants to get married or doesn't want to get married. But the Rush clearly holds that if he wants to get married, we're not kaifin. So that means that the Rush doesn't agree with this line of the Rambam of Kimish Avru Esther Shanasi Yisha Reza Ivrim of Avto Mitzvah. Now, the Rush also agrees there's something special to the age of 20. He clearly says that. He says that when the Roik is 20, then, and he doesn't want to get married, then we're gafu the kind mitzvahs for avu. But he doesn't necessarily hold that he's over mevat of the mitzvah. You have to say that. So what we have so far is we have, I would say, I mean, some of them are obviously connected. We have three machlokes in the Rambam and the Rush. We have the Beis Shmuel who says that the Rambam holds that the person can delay until as long as he wants, and if he's learning Torah, and the Rosh all there's a kitzvah. We have the another machlokes, but that machlokes, we said, the Pashup Shad is that simply a machlokes in what you, whether you have a raya from Ben Azai. We have another machlekes, whether a person who wants to get married but just didn't later, but now he has a cheshbon, maybe a kruma cheshbon. Why does he want to get married now, whether we're kaifim? The Rambam holds yes, and the Rosh holds no. And we would have a machlekes, whether you would say this line, when a person is over Esrim Shana, of an anasa isha, I raise a over mevatel mitzvah. So I wanted to leave an eye and a little more to try and explain what is the central nekuda of where the Rosh and the Rambam is arguing. I don't know where the starting point is. That's already harder to know what the cause, but at least what are they arguing, and are the different machlekes and tzolei zebizet. And first I wanted to point out that there seems to be a very, very interesting in the machlekes, the first machlekes is much more complicated or more revealing than we thought. Beis Shmuel said that the first machlekes is the Rosh said he doesn't know what the kitzel is, how long a person can delay. And there are the Rambam holds you can delay forever. So we said, what are they arguing? Is that Beis Shmuel bases then that there has to be a time to delay based on they have to get married, based on the only Ben Azai was able not to get married. And the Beis Shmuel said that's not such a good raya, because you can say Ben Azai had special hater and that he didn't have to get married even because of parnasa. So that's good according to the simple reading of the Rosh. But if you look in the Mefarshim, the Bach, I didn't photocopy it. I apologize. I had a little trouble making my Mekaymis this time with the situation. The Bach reads the Rosh in Yevamit, in Kedushin, differently. Let's read the look at the Rosh in Kedushin. The Rosh says, V'kitzla la'oysa lima lo yadana. I don't know when the time limit you have to get married. It's not possible that you never get married. So the way we read the Rosh, he says, lo yitachin, it can't be. Shlomotzino is the hesber of why lo yitachin. Why is it lo yitachin? Because I have a klar raya. Because look, only Ben Azai was mutter. Comes on the Beis Shmuel and says, it's not such a klar raya. The Bach says that the Beis Shmuel is Pashit. Of course, and he says, it sounds like that's what he's saying. Of course, there's no Raya from Ben Azai. And that's not how you read the Rosh. You read the Rosh like this. The Kitzla, Lo Yisalima, Lo Yadana. How do I know there's a Kitzla? Shalo Yitokin. Shayavatani Pri Rivya, Kol Yama. Period. How do I know there's a Kitzla? Logic, common sense, lo yitokein. It's absurd. It makes absolutely no sense that a person can be mevatel. The Rosh says, what do you mean? I'm saying it makes no sense. We found such a thing in the Gemara? Yeah, of course, that's Ben Azai. Ben Azai, everyone understands, is a whole different sug. It's a special gedder Ben Azai, which is a whole, no shaykhis to what we're talking about. Some people say because he was so involved in learning, he couldn't have a kishui. He was pikuach nefesh, whatever the start of Ben Azai. So Ben Azai is out of, don't mix in Ben Azai here. But the Rosh's basis, according to the Bach, is shelo yitokhein. Ben Azai, you're just bringing in Ben Azai that you don't ask a kashmi. How can I say lo yitokhein? I wouldn't mean Ben Azai. Ben Azai is different. Of course Ben Azai is different. The Beis Shmuel also says Ben Azai is different. Everyone knows Ben Azai is different. Ben Azai is not because of Tirdas, even if he's not a Tirdas. That's what Beis Shmuel says. So according to the Bach's reading of the Rosh, you have a very strange machlokes, Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh says he has no raya in a Gemara that a person has to get married. How does the Rosh know that a person can't, has to get married? The person's learning and he wants to continue learning, that there's a time limit. Well, you're talking. It can't be. It's just illogical. Comes along the Rambam and the Mishmul says, yeah, that's the way it is. That's right. It's like a very, very manda machlekes. The Bishlama, if you read the Bishmul the simple way, you read the Rush the simple way. So the Rush didn't base his din on Svara. He bases din on Araya. So that is a very simple machlekes. The Rambam doesn't like the Raya, and the Rush has a Raya. Okay. But the way the Bach is reading the Rush, it's a very gigantic machlekes, where the Rush is saying, I have no Raya, but I know it because it's logical. It's common sense. Well, and yet the Rambam disagrees. How can it be common sense if the Rambam disagrees? It's almost like Svaras Hafuchas. The Rush says it's lo yidochin. It just can't be. There's no, again, the Rush agrees the mashmos of the Gemara is mashma, that there is no time, because it doesn't say a time. But lo yidochin, can't be. And the Rambam says, yeah, well, you say can't be. That's the way it is. It's like it's a manna machlekes. So just to summarize, we have three machlekes. Is one machlekes is when a person is learning, when does he have to stop? The Rush says he has to stop sometime. And the way the Bach's earned the Rush, it's a svara, it's a yashris, it's pashtus. The Rambam says there's no time limit. It's machlokes number two is that the Rosh says if the person's planning on getting married, he doesn't have to be, we're not kaifim. And the Rambam says we are kaifim. And the Rambam has this line that you're over the bitul mitzvah essay and 20, and the Rosh holds you not. Okay. So I think there's just one more point we need to put in, another, maybe one more machlekes. We have to discover one more machlekes, and then we tie it all together and everything works out very nicely. There's a very fascinating thing. I think it's very nice for the Chofetz Chaim Kvetches, which I include myself in as a Lashon Shvach, not an insult. The Beis Shmuel went ahead, they discovered in recent years that, you know, they didn't know this when I was a bachur in yeshiva, we did not have this. But in recent years, the last 10, 20 years, they discovered that the Beis Shmuel wrote an earlier madura to his sefer, even printed it. And then apparently he re-edited it. And the Beis Shmuel that we have is madura kama. Obviously, once he re-edited it, so when they printed it from the second time, they printed it from the, you know, when they, for Dairis, they use his second version. But there is an earlier version of the Beis Shmuel. There are others from like that too. People don't know the Ksais. As the first, well, some odd simonim in the Ksais, there's a first, I'm sorry, not Ksais, the Nesivis, not the Ksais, the Nesivis. There are differences between the earlier Nesivises and there are two different Nesivises because the Nesivis changed his Nesivis after the Ksais, right, the Mishayvev. So there are two editions in Nesivis. But the same thing here. In the Beis Shmuel, there are two editions. So I assume it's legitimate to think that when the Beis Shmuel made changes to his Sefer, there was probably some reason, maybe just grammatically, but usually, especially if there's changes that are have some reason, basis, some meaning, you know, there's probably a reason. So let's compare and contrast the Beis Shmuel Madura Kama, which is on the third sheet, and the Beis Shmuel, the Madura Basra, which is in the Shulchan Aruch. So he starts out, Hushen Yisrom is Garbalov. Okay, then in Bayas, he quotes it from the Rambam, Hushen Yisrom is Garbalov. Okay, I don't know if that's significant. Maybe it is. Okay, no. Based on the Rambam. Okay. Then he brings a Rush. The Rush says, Kitra so you lima lo yadana. That's almost word for word the same. Then in the Madura Kama he says, Va Rambam, Va Mechaber, Sasmu, Vikasu, mutter is acher. Mashra be'emes ein kisra ledaber. In our Beis Shmuel, he writes, Rambam mashma disterde be'emes ein kisra ledaber. So there are two changes that the Beis Shmuel did from the Madura Kama to Madura Basra. The first thing is he got rid of the word v'amachaber. In the Madura Kama, he wrote by Rambam v'amachaber. In the Madura Basra, he just writes by Rambam. Doesn't tell you anything about the machaber. That's a very important word, machaber. It sounds like it's not a word that you should leave out if you. You know, just as you want me to save, you know, maybe the Madura Kama Basra decide I'm going to try and save words. But that's not a word to leave out. That's major. Mechaber. We know what the Mechaber sheet is. Also, he changed that in the Madura Kama, he says, how do I know? Because we're mutter is acher. Sasmu means because since they didn't write any age, it's mashma. There is no age. In the Beis Shmuel, in our Beis Shmuel, he doesn't say sasmu. He just says a Rambam mashma. This very famous thing gets rid of double. So I would like to make a suggestion. That's what I would like to suggest. That the Beis Shmuel in the Madura Kama, Madura Basra, is making a switch. In the Madura Kama, he's being medayik from the sasmu, from the fact that they don't say that there's a kitsa. If that's your diik, then you have the diik in the Rambam, and you have the diik in the Rush. I'm sorry, diik in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber also doesn't say the kitsa. In fact, the Mechaber quotes verbatim the Rambam's Lashon. Of the Psak Din. So he's just as sasmo as the Rambam is. But the Beis Shmuel in the Madura Basra doesn't say the Diyak is from sasmo. It says the Diyak is from Mashma. So I would like to claim, and that Mashma is only in the Rambam and not in the Mechaber. Why? Because what is the, even though the Mechaber quotes verbatim, came out word for word, the Rambam, but he changes a little bit. In that, the Rambam gives a reason. The Mechaber leaves out that reason. Now the Maisa, everybody, all the Achronim, are very perturbed by this reason, because we know by Talmud Torah, a mitzvah she'yesher de'acherim, you cannot say, Isaac b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. I'm in the middle of learning, and someone asked me to do a favor, a chesed, which is a real chesed, and it can't be done by anyone else. So it's a real chesed, not a silly chesed. He needs medicine at the doctor, whatever. No one else can take him. So you're mechuyev to stop learning and help him. So everyone says, we don't say whatever the Hezber is, Isaac ben mitzvah potem mitzvah by Talmud Torah. There's a miri because learned Torah is amenas lasos. Other Hezber am I given too. But so the Rambam who says Isaac ben mitzvah potem mitzvah is very strange. But he says that much Torah is written on this Rambam. How to explain Isaac ben mitzvah potem mitzvah in this case. Ma'an ishtana, this case. And by every other case of Talmud Torah, where we don't say Isaac ben mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Many, much, much Torah. The Maisa is interesting. The Shulchan Aruch leaves it out. So I would say like this. If you're giving the reason of Isaac ben mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, then of course there's no kitsa. Because you're always Isaac ben mitzvah. There's no, if the reason why I don't have to get married because Isaac ben mitzvah, then I'm just as much Isaac ben mitzvah when I'm 55 as when I'm 45. So then obviously there's no kitsa. So the Rambam who says that the reason is because of Isaac ben mitzvah potter min mitzvah, he's mashma that there's no kitsa. The Mechaber who doesn't give that reason, he's not mashma that that's the reason. He's not, there's no mashmos that he also no kitsa. You have a mashmos and the steam as a lotion. Okay, that's already a very, very much more fluky diuk. You know, the fact that a person doesn't say something is not a raya. You know, ain't no imir is not a raya. So just because he didn't say it, it's not a conclusive proof. Maybe he left it out because it's obvious. It's not even a diuk. It's a diuk from the fact that he didn't say anything. Must be Oz's nose man. Okay, that's a very fluky proof. So in the Madura Kama, the Beis Shmuel was making that weak proof. I mean, saying even the Mechaber, the fact that the Mechaber doesn't say a kitzvah, it's mashman, he doesn't know that there's a kitzvah. In the Madura Basra, the Beis Shmuel wants to have a much stronger proof. Yeah, just because he didn't say it, that's not enough of a raya. The Mara doesn't say it's a kitzvah, but the Rush assumes, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, there is a kitzvah, and the Gemara doesn't say it. So it could be just like the Gemara doesn't say it, the Rambam doesn't say it. The Rambam very often only says what's in the Gemara. So maybe the Mechaber also didn't say it, even though there's a kitzvah. But the diuk is the reason that it's mashma from the Rambam. The Rambam gives the reason, Isaac the mitzvah, patan the mitzvah, it's pashit. Then if you're using the reason of Isaac the mitzvah, patan the mitzvah, there's no kitzvah. Which means as follows, if I am correct, that the Rush, who holds that there is a kitzvah, obviously doesn't hold it as far of Isaac the mitzvah, patan the mitzvah. So we have another machlokes Rambam in the Rush. There's really two more machlokes in, because with the pshat is like this. The Gemara says beferish that that if a person is busy learning, he doesn't have to get married. Rechaim etzavara yasa petayra. So everyone is beferish the Gemara. The Rambam, the Gra, everyone says that the hesber in that is because of Isaac b'mitzvah, patem in amitzvah. If that's a hesber, then there's no kitzvah, because you're always Isaac the mitzvah. So the Rush, who holds that there is a kitzvah, he must have had a different hesber. Now the Rambam didn't hold to the Rush's hesber, because then otherwise, what's his raya to the side of Isaac the mitzvah, patem and mitzvah? So we have another, you want to say two or one machlekes, rather when the Gemara says that you're allowed to delay to get married, if even when you're, if we're learning past the magical age of 20, we have a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rush. What's the reason? The Rambam holds the reason is because of Isaac b'mitzvah, patam in amitzvah. While the Rush holds is a different reason, not Isaac b'mitzvah, patam mitzvah. What's the reason according to the Rush? It's very beautiful. Because the Rush doesn't agree with the line, like we pointed out from the Mukha Yosef. He doesn't agree with the line, Kivin Sha'avru Esrim Shana L'Losa Yisha Reza Oivim Mevata Mitzvah Zesai. In other words, all the four or five Machlokesim are all interconnected. The Rambam holds that you're Mevata the Mitzvah when you get to 20. There's a Zman, like Zman Kriyashma. You miss 20, you miss the Mitzvah. Okay, it doesn't mean there's maybe another mitzvah after 20. I'm not saying that you missed the mitzvah. Kriyashma, you missed it. There's no point in doing it later. But according to the Rambam, there's a zman for the mitzvah. You're mevato the mitzvah when you're 20. Memele, you can have all the best reasons in the world. I have a very mechach reichim. I have a good reason I don't want to get married. I'm looking for a better shidduch. I'm doing this. I have a chesh. I'm going to get married. Sorry. Over, you can't. You're over in a mitzvah. Yeah, so the Rambam says, but the Gemara says you're allowed to delay it for the mitzvah, for learning. Must be. Isaac the mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. That's the only possible hesber that you can possibly give. The Rush holds, doesn't hold of Isaac b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. He holds like all the achrayim from Tami and the Rambam that Isaac b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. So why are you allowed to delay getting married? I have a mitzvah. Terence is the Rush says that mean the fun. It's not really a mitzvah. Who said that the mitzvah is at 20? It doesn't say before. It says in the Gemara that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting And he expects you to get married by 20. That's the norm. There's a called Yama Behira Ravera. Maybe that's why that's a norm. It's not clear why that's a norm. Hashem waits for you to get married at 20. But it doesn't say anywhere that you're mevasel the mitzvah says they approve. Right? One of the marmikas I quoted that they say refresh that it could be the Eitzer Paiskim. He brings this such a daya from the that there's such a svara to say the mitzvah continues till you die. You can always be mekayim the mitzvah. There's no clear end game. So the Rush holds like that Eitzer Paiskim that he brings that daya that there is no. And the final line that you're over the bitul mitzvah when you get to 20. And am I supposed to get married when you can? So if you're not learning, then they can have 20. No, that doesn't shine sight. If you're learning, so then you can't. So maybe you're not over any mitzvah because the Torah doesn't make a set time. The time guva is when you can. That's guva the time. The time is to get married. People say, where did 18 come from? Because you can't get married before 18. You know, the normal person, he has to learn, he has to get mature, whatever. So the Torah doesn't make a set time for marriage. The time of marriage is when it's practical for you. So the Rush says, if I'm learning, it's not practical. So I don't need the lumdis of Isaac the mitzvah, Pater ben mitzvah. I'm not over in the mitzvah by 20. The mitzvah gets moved to 21, 22, 24, whatever. We don't know the kitchen, and that's very good. The Rush, when the Rush quotes the next piece of Gemara about the 22 or 24, he clearly learns that Rashi, we said at two pshatim, whether it's talking about marriage or tochacha, he learns it's talking about marriage. The Mephoreshim say that according to the Rambam, he couldn't learn those Gemaras about 22 and 24 as marriage because there's no concept of 22 and 24. Marriage is at 20. There's nothing 22, 24. You're over in the midst of 20. What's the Gemara saying? Marry off your son at 18 to 24. But Pshat is, the Rambam, as he said, the Rambam has all like the other child and Rashi. So we have a beautiful, all the machloikis in our Talmud. So let's just try and put it all together. I think it makes it try and clear. We have the following machlekes. The we said it again. We said that the Rush holds in Svara there has to be a kitzla. That's how the Bach learned the Rush. While the Rambam holds there is no kitzla. What's that machlekes talian? Very nice. The Rush holds that the Rambam holds that the Ptur is Isaac b'mitzvah patei min ha-mitzvah. If the Ptur is Isaac b'mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah, then there's no kitzah, because you're right, as long as you're learning, you're Isaac b'mitzvah. The Rush holds, you can't use the Ptur of Isaac b'mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah. Therefore, you have the Ptur is because it's not for you, it's not the right time. So then the Rush says, but when is the right time? That's where there is a right time. I mean, obviously, everybody has the right time, he's supposed to get married. So therefore, the Rush says, Kitzri doesn't know. We had a machlokes, we brought in the beginning of the Erev Shush Lechem, that the Rambam, the Rush says that we're only kaifin if the guy doesn't want to get married at all. But if the guy wants to get married, he just says it's not the right time for him because he's looking for a Zivig Noeb or any other Siba, we're not kaifin. Well, the Rambam, the Nuga Yosef is Medayik from the Rambam, you are Kaifim. It's also very good because, again, according to the Rambam, there's a set age. Otherwise, you're over the mitzvah. We're Kaifim because a person doesn't want to do the mitzvah, you got to be Kaifim. The only answer is Isaac Mitzvah, Potim in a mitzvah. The guy's delaying marriage for want to find a pretty nicer Zivig or a Siba Kheres. It's not Isaac Mitzvah. So you can't go ahead and delay. In other words, according to the Rambam, a guy says, I want to get my doctorate. I want to get my bachelor's degree first. I want to get my graduate medical school. I want to go turn into the world. There's no heter. The only heter to delay past 20 is Isaac b'mitzvah, Pater b'mitzvah. Those aren't mitzvahs. You can't delay it. According to the Rush, maybe it's a b'di'evet, maybe it's a krum cheshbon. We tell the guy you're krum, but the ma'isa, the person, since there's no set man of 20, 20 is not locked in stone. It's not that then you're mevatel of the mitzvah. So then, even assuming it's a good cheshbon, so you could be mevatel go over. So then that's why we're not going to be kaifin. So the machlokes of the erech lechem is right. Also, machlokes were so we said the reason why the Rambam, we go going through the cheshbon, we have the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rush. I forgot that the Rambam holds that there's no kitzah because he holds as far of eisei mitzvah patra mitzvah. The Rush holds there is a kitzah because he doesn't hold as far of eisei mitzvah patra mitzvah. The Rush holds that we would not be kaifim because he has this other svara, because he has to come up with a different svara to substitute for eisei mitzvah patra mitzvah, that there is no real chiyuv at 20. So therefore, if the guy's ready to get married, we're not going to be kaifim. Well, the Rambam holds that there's a real chiyuv at 20, we would be kaifin. And the therefore, the machlokesim all the machlokesim are talis of zeh. It comes out there's either, I'm not sure whether the starting point is because the Rush didn't hold that it's part of eisei b'mitzvah, or the Rambam didn't hold that 20. You can say that 20 is a suggestive age, but not a real locked in stone age. But that's what a machlek is. So they're arguing. The Rambam and the Rush are arguing. What is the reason why a Talmid Chacham is allowed to delay? The Rambam says the reason he's allowed to delay is because Isaac b'mitzvah patim in amitzvah. B'meile comes out that there's no kitzah. Mimele, it comes out that if a guy's not being Isaac b'mitzvah, but he wants to delay even for a cheshbon, a valid cheshbon perhaps, but it's not mutter. While the Rush, who holds that he doesn't hold the Isaac b'mitzvah, so he holds that the reason why you're allowed to delay is because there's no real Zman mitzvah. If there's no real Zman mitzvah, but there eventually has to be some Zman mitzvah, so there's definitely mitzvah you got to do. So therefore, the Rush says there has to be a kitzah. And also, the Rush would say that if a person has a different valid excuse, he doesn't have to be, we wouldn't be kaifim. And the Beis Shmuel is saying that the Mechaber, the Beis Shmuel is Mesupik, now we understand the subject of the two Beis Shmuels, that on one hand, the Mechaber uses the Lashon of the Rambam. On the other hand, he doesn't add, he leaves out the words of the svara of eisei b'mitzvah patim in amitzvah. So the Beis Shmuel and the Madure Kama assume that since he uses the same lashon of the Rambam, simus lashon, so he probably holds like the Rambam that we're not, that there's no kitzah. And the Beis Shmuel and the second Beis Shmuel says no fakir. No, he doesn't commit himself. He just, it's not mukhluch, because it could be that adirabba, the fact that the mechaber leaves out the reason of the Rambam, is shows that he doesn't agree with the Rambam. And especially if you would hold like the Erech Lechem, it's almost mukhluk that way, because the mechaber brings a lashon of the Rush that says that the only time we're kaifin is if it's ain't a right and isa. So it's mukhluk that really the mechaber doesn't hold like the Rambam. Because he holds, not like the Nemuke Yosef, that it's the only time we're not kaifim is ain't a reisa lisa. But if he be reisa lisa, and he passed 20, we wouldn't be kaifim. That's the basic shot. I just want to say one more little point. I think it's a very, we mentioned that the Rambam holds the svar of Isaac b'mitzvah patim in amitzvah. Everybody jumps on the Rambam that we don't say Isaac b'mitzvah patim in amitzvah by Talmud Torah. So many people give the same answer. Many people, Rav Elchanan, I think the Netziv, the Meram Shik, I forgot who else, but a few other people give the same answer, is that they hold that the marriage is like Efshar, is the same as Efshar De'acherim, because you can get married later. So just like if it's Asher, the whole svar of Asher De'acherim is that I'm not being mevatel the mitzvah because the mitzvah will be fulfilled by someone else. So I prove also the mitzvah will be fulfilled, I'll do it later. So it's called Efshar Idei Acherim. So then that's why you can have, the Rambam can say that because it's mamish like Efshar Idei Acherim. The problem is, so if that's the case, so then how come the Rosh says Kitsa no Yadina and the Yamshel Shlomo says it's 24, 25? What do you mean? You can, as far as Asher De'achayrim, Talmud Torah, you can be Deichen. So I think it's pretty obvious, especially what we've been saying now, is that this is their answer is very, very not partial at all. Because for sure in the Rambam holds that you're over the mitzvah 20. So it's not Efshar Idei Acherim. It's not, you can't be behind the mitzvah later. You mean later, you blew it already. You blew the mitzvah. But even if you hold like the Rosh, if there's no, you didn't blow the mitzvah, but you definitely blew, even the Rosh agrees that there's a Zman Lechatchila of the mitzvah at 20. And we have that Mishnah Brura. They bring you the Shart Siyam, that if the person, there's a halacha that you're supposed to prepare for Shabbos yourself. The Gemara brings it also in Kedushin that the Amoraim prepared in Shabbos themselves to act the Chafetz Chaim, why they to take off time from learning to prepare for Shabbos. They should have asked their shluchim to do it. There's a mitzvah b'yosmei shluchim, but it's Efshar Idei Acherim, it's not the Talmud Torah. So the Chafetz Chaim in the first answer gives two answers. The first answer says, since it's a mitzvah gufo, and that means that if they would get all the Avodim to do it, there'll be mevatel the inyan mishlucho. Therefore, it's daichet Talmud Torah. So that would be the same thing over here. Now, just like over there, even though I could do it through my eved, and the mitzvah would be get done, but the mitzvah wouldn't get done with the din a mitzvah, but with the hider a mitzvah yosem mishlucho. So the same thing with Pruvu. Even if you're telling me all these Achroyim are saying that you can delay getting married because it's Efshar Idei Acherim, because I'll fulfill the mitzvah later. But if you fulfill the mitzvah later, the mitzvah won't be done with a hither. Even according to the Rosh, there's a hither of getting married at 20. That's a proper lachatchila. So once that's a hither, so then you can't say this svara. I just want to, okay, that's basically it. I just want to add that the Hesber in the Mishnah, in the Shart Siyam, is a little bit unclear. Okay, I think maybe I'm a little too quick. But I want to throw it, because I think it's a very important insight. I'll say it quickly, and hopefully, the Shart Siyam says that even though you can have your Avodim prepare for Shabbos for you, and you still should take off from learning rather than tell them to do it, because since it's a mitzvah shebegufo, and so you have to do it yourself, because mitzvah yosem yemishlucho. So the shayla is, what's the hesber of the Shart Siyam? So the simple shayla in the Shart Siyam is that just like from mevatel Talmud Torah to mekayim mitzvahs, you have to be mevatel Talmud Torah to get even the concept of mitzvah bo yosem yemishlucho. So that would mean, if let's say, I mean, the Chafetz Chaim says, let's say a mitzvah is Efshar Idei Acherim, but I know that the Acherim won't do the mitzvah. So then there's no Efshar mitzvah of Efshar Idei Acherim. So what if I know the Acherim will do the mitzvah, but they'll do it through a shliach? So if you learn the simple pshat in the Shar Tziyam, then I'm mechuyev to do it, because since we're mevato Talmud Torah, so you should get the hider of mitzvah bo yosem yemishlucho. So even if it's Efshar Idei Acherim, let's say his mitzvah is not mutar gufo, but they're gonna do it adei shliach, let's say by chesed, they're gonna hire a guy to do it. So then I should mevato from learning. But I think the hesber and the Shart Siyam is a little different hesber. The hesber and the Shart Siyam is, and just what I wanted to say, that the hesber and the Shart Siyam is that the whole svara of Efshar Idei Acherim is that it makes it's not your mitzvah. In other words, once it's your mitzvah, you have to mevatel tamid Torah to do it, to make sure the mitzvah done in the most perfect, shleimistic way. After the acherim makes it not your mitzvah. So what the Shartzion is saying here where the mitzvah is moved al gufo, the whole svar of after the acherim makes no sense because it's your mitzvah, which means going back to our case. A person wants to learn, and he's the mitzvah on him to get married. It's his mitzvah. Now, he said, but wait a second. I can go ahead and get married when I'm 50. So it's like Efshar De'acherim. He says, no, there's nothing. It's not like Efshar De'acherim. Efshar De'acherim means what Efshar De'acherim does is Efshar De'acherim makes that it's not your mitzvah. It's their mitzvah. So you don't have to move out the Torah. It's not your mitzvah. Why are you closing the Gemara? There's nothing to do with you. Shem doesn't want you to do this mitzvah. It's not your mitzvah. Mitzvah wasn't given to you. But you can't say that since I'm going to get married when I'm 50, it's not my mitzvah. You are you. So you, I can get married at 50, but it's still your mitzvah. And once it's your mitzvah, so you got to do your mitzvah right. So the whole svara pashtus, that if the Havana and Efshar De'acherim is the way we're saying it, is that Efshar De'acherim makes that it's not your mitzvah, which that's the way the Beis Yosef in Yeridea, in Hilchos Avedis, seems to say that. In Shin Samach, seems to say that the word is that Efshar, since I'm Chalak, I think, that Efshar De'acherim makes it's not your mitzvah, so the whole concept of Efshar De'acherim doesn't apply by Priyuru. Okay, anyway, that's a side point. So the ma'isa, just the summary, so it comes out that even though, what's very interesting, is that even though the Mechaber doesn't even mention it any machlokes, and the Mechaber just quotes, he quotes a piece of the Rush, and he quotes a piece of the Rambam, and he puts them together, and he makes it sound like everybody's in agreement, but according to what we're saying, there's a major, major machlokes here between the Rambam and the Rush, that they're arguing on two basic machlokes. They're arguing on when the Zman of the Mitzvah is, and they're arguing what is a heter of a person who's learning. The Rambam holds that there's a Kviya of Zman of the Mitzvah, which is 20, and after 20, you're Mevato the Mitzvah. And even if you're learning, you're Mevato the Mitzvah, except you got an excuse, also the Mitzvah Pater Mena Mitzvah, but you're Mevato the Mitzvah. The heter for after delaying for learning is Isa Mitzvah Pata Mitzvah, which when made it would not apply for any other cheshbon, because it's not, if it's not a mitzvah, there's no heter. While the Rush, and therefore you'd have to be kaifin and achetase nafsho. That's what the Mukha Yosef says. Your mom is kaifin achetase nafsho, according to the Rambam. While the Rush doesn't have his man of the mitzvah, the mitzvah is subjective. The mitzvah, and that's how the Rush on this Rush holds that if you want to understand why a Talmud Chacham is allowed to delay, it's nothing to do with Isaac ben Mitzvah Pata Mitzvah, because Mitzvah 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 doesn't apply by Talmud Torah. It's because the mitzvah, this man is subjective. The Meda, just like this man is subjective, I can delay it for other Cheshbainas. And the Meda, you would never be Kaifin, I should take Zainafsha. That would, because I can say, I'll do it later. I'm not being mevat on the mitzvah. I'm going to do it later. So there's no svar of kaifin achetase nafsho when a person wants to delay it for whatever reason. And therefore, the Rush would hold there's no din kfiya. And at the same time, he would hold there has to be a kitzvah by a talmid chacham. Okay, shekoyach everyone for joining. And be'ez Hashem, we should have only simchas to the whole Klal Yisrael.
I just wanted to remind everyone that there's a daily Tehillim conference call at 11 o'clock every morning for the many cholim in Klal Yisrael. The number is 978-990-5303, and the access code is 594275#. If you want that sent to you via email, email the yeshiva office at office@ytte.org, and we will get that for you. Have a great day. Great night.
That is the Miami Tehillim. There's also the Queens Tehillim, which tomorrow will be at 4 o'clock, I believe. They have a different number. Okay, good John. Thank you. Shikaya Karam Yazir for all your help. Thank you.
Rebbe. Just to get a clarity, can I ask a question?
Who's speaking?
Yaakov.
Yes.
I just want to get a little, just a clarity. So in the Beis Shmuel, right? The Beis Shmuel according to the Mechaber saying, right, that there's two different types of people, right? The Beis Shmuel according to the Mechaber saying that there's one person who is like Ben Azai who's able to learn like there, and there's another who even if he had Tirka, even if he didn't have Tirka, he would still be he's still allowed to learn. And this is in the Sheet of the Rambam, and he said there's another person who he's only allowed. He only has a head to learn if he doesn't have a tircha, right? I mean, if you're talking about a guy who if he would start learning, you'd be a big tircha.
Yes.
And what's the reason for these two different
Azai has a special heter. Everyone agrees that Azai is a special heter. I say many people said it was pikuach nefesh for Ben Azai to get married. Whatever the star, or because some people say Ben Azai couldn't get a kishrei because he couldn't stop thinking about learning. Whatever, there's much tumult, but Ben Azai had a special heter, which is not a nogea to a regular person. But the regular person's heter is because of Isaac b'mitzvah, pater mitzvah. In order to be Isaac mitzvah, pater mitzvah, it has to be yesh shirikayim shneim. You have to have, that's, we always say that if there's no heter, otherwise, you won't do any mitzvahs. I'm mekayim a mitzvah, you know. I'm wearing tefillin. I don't have to daven. I say b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. So I say b'mitzvah patam mitzvah is only when you can't, when the two mitzvahs are in steerah to each other. So therefore, when the Rambam was using I say mitzvah patam in a mitzvah, of course it has to be the nizah tercha. And as I, that's what we said. Everybody agrees. The Rush also agrees. That Ben Azai was a whole different story. That's why Ben Azai doesn't need Tircha. People say it was because of Mevesh or Ben Azai. It was in Ines Gomer. He couldn't have a Kishoy. Whatever it is for. I'm not getting into the Sugya of Ben Azai. That's a whole different Sugya. But Ben Azai has no Shaykhis in this Sugya that we're doing. Okay?
I thought, okay, I mean, I thought the people were mashed from other ones. Okay, fine. Also,
sorry.
I thought that's
it. But has nothing to do with this. I'm sorry.
No. So then, okay, fine. Just to get clear, in this din that we're making in the Rush, like, what exactly is what? There's a mitzvah which could be nitcha because of practicality. Like, what exactly does that mean?
Because there's no zman. This man wasn't this. The real, let's say there's a mitzvah shaking lulav. You can shake it all day. So there's a mitzvah pruvu is really to you. Sometime in your life you should have kids. That's if you read that pisrei that Eiser place came. He brings that the time. The Torah didn't say a deadline, a priorivia. The Rambam writes that if you're 20 and you don't have kids, you're mevatel the mitzvah. That's the Rambam's chiddush, because that's how he understood the Gemara of Rabbi Yishmael, that Hashem is waiting till 20. But it's not clear. Where does it say in the Torah that the zman of the mitzvah is 20? So the Rush holds, and this is very mistabra, that there's no, that this man of the mitzvah really is you, sometime in your life you should fulfill and have kids. Now, obviously, the sooner you do it, it's not just reason. Normally, by lulav, there's a concept that's reason makdimim, right? Here, it's better than reason makdimim, because the sooner you have kids, the sooner your kids can have kids. So it helps for tikkun olam. So it's an inyan to do it sooner. But there's not. But as the chiyuv of this mitzvah, the mitzvah doesn't say, there's no deadline in the mitzvah. It's a lachatchila dikazman, that we tell the person to be 20, according to the Rosh.
That's
a hara of Chazal, that's the right age. So you should do it, and that's also because that avoids Hirhurim. That's Pashas with the Gemara's Mashmans. Talizab is why it's the right age, because otherwise you have to call Yom HaBihuri Avera. So there's a reason why there's a 20 was Nikva to be the Lechatzira age. Then there's other ages, it's 22 for some reasons, Nikva, 24 for some reasons, Nikva to be a right age. there are different ages that are nikva, that those are right ages. It could be the guy's learning. So there's a later right age. There's a rush. I don't know what it is. Okay. Doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't say what the right age for a person learning. But this man is, there's no sense man in the Torah for getting married. That's pashut. That is pakirut. Till you learn this sugya, that's what you assume. That is the pashtus. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah what the when you have to get married. It says you have to have a boy and a girl. I do it when I'm 90 years old. I also got the mitzvah. What's the difference? You know, ask what's the difference, but you did it. That's the pashtus. The Rambam says fakirut. It's a chiddush in the Rambam. Then he says that that's a tremendous chiddush. And Guba, we said that's Masha from the Namuka Yaisei, but the Rush doesn't hold to that line.
So the way that we're coming out is that the mitzvah peruvu batzem could be any time. LMI, we have other certain cheshbonos, which is not really relevant to the mitzvah. There are side cheshbonos, which give us a preferable age.
It could be relevant to the mitzvah. It's a hiddur in the mitzvah to do it at a younger age because you do it better. You have more kids. You have it's a better time. It's more we're told that if you do it later, you'll get distracted. It could be all kinds of cheshbonos. Could be as a hurim. It could be because otherwise, you know, we say chatzais, even though it's by the kriyishma, even though it's supposed to be, because you'll forget later. I don't know why, but there's cheshbonos why the chazal assume that the right age is for a normal person is 20. I don't know the reason, or 20 or 20. You see this? You see in the Gemara itself that they're according to the Rush. Some people say 20, some say 22, some say 24. It's not a clear age.
Wait, okay. Ruben.
What?
Binyamin Pesach Simon, voice from the past.
Yes.
Now you know. So on a basic level, can the Erech Lacham be used to explain?
Ooh, where are you?
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Wow. Okay.
This is my background too. So on a basic level, can the Erech Lechem be used to explain what the difference between the two Rush, meaning the Russian in Kiddushin seems to say that there's no Zman at all, and the Russian in Tzuvah seems to say Zman is 20. So is the Erech Lechem a Hezber, so to speak, that the Russian in Kiddushin is talking about when he does, it's not that he doesn't want to get married, he just has a reason not to get married now. And the Russian Ksubis could be talking about that he's talking about specifically, he says he doesn't want to get married.
I think the Rush in Kedushin is got a person who's learning. I think that would be the better difference. The person who's learning, so he has a very good cheshbon why he should be delaying it. So therefore, that's why it goes way past 20, definitely goes past 20, because you're learning. The Rush in Yevamis was not talking about a person who's learning. So the normal age for a person who's not learning should be 20.
So if that's true, if he's only making that chilek in Kiddushin for a person who's learning, Mechitesi holds you have other reasons. He can holds that you can delay for other reasons.
Yeah, that's what the Erech Shesha was Medayik. The Erech, I don't know if you have the pronouncing, the Erech Lechem. He was Medayik that from the Rosh's Lashon. Not that you could, you should. He just said it wouldn't be Kaifin. Because it could be that if a person would ask us, l'chatzila, we would tell him not to. I'm not sure. I would suspect that the Rush would say, because by learning, l'chatzila, we would tell him to delay it. But by other cheshbainis, it could be the really krumah cheshbainis, and l'chatzila, we would tell him he's wrong. But still, we can't say that he's over in Aveira. We wouldn't be kaifin. So it's a little of a different gather. That's what he was medayik from the lashon of the Rush in Yevamis.
But that's in the Rush is only talking about the Lakers of Talmud Torah.
In Kiddushin.
Kiddushin.
Can I ask you a question? What are you doing in Phoenix?
Living here for 10 years. The Rosh Yeshiva told us we should live out of town, so I'm medayik.
Yeah, wow. Wow, beautiful. Okay, Hatzlacha Rab, I haven't seen you for so long, that's true. Yeah. Last time I think I saw you, I was in Eretz Yisrael.
I was one time in Miami after my grandmother was nefteris.
Oh, okay, I don't remember, I'm sorry. Okay, so a long time ago, yeah.
That was also 18 years ago.
Okay. Hatzlacha Rabba.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Mendy, how are you doing? I see you. And I see a few other people. Natan?
I have a question about the Rambam's position, because we said that he holds that the reason, that the reason why you can't get married is because you are able to wait till later, right? But the Rambam says the reason you can wait, the reason why you don't need to get married is because you can't wait till later. But if that's basically a contradiction in what he's saying. Because he says you have to get married, and therefore you don't have to get married.
Because he's using a svara, we say, because since he's using a svara of Isaac ben mitzah, pater min mitzah, so you can delay it as long as you want. You can always delay it because you're always Isaac ben mitzah. In other words, there's a concept. The Rambam's using a very interesting concept that even, let's say, there's a levaya, support in the Shulchan Aruch. So I'm busy, chas v'shalom, with the levaya. I don't have to put on tefillah. I don't have to say Kriyat Shema. I completely miss the mitzvah. My Kriyat Shema, I'm carrying the mace. And I'm going to miss my Kriyat Shema. Say, okay, what can I do? So I totally miss the mitzvah because of Isaac ben mitzvah, patzeh ben mitzvah. That's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. If you're involved in one mitzvah, you don't have to do the other mitzvah. There's an interesting, can I interrupt? I'm sorry. There's an interesting story that there was an asifa of gedolim in Europe about some major issue, and the Chafetz Chaim said we have to stop the daven mincha, and one of the other gedolim got very upset and said, "This is Isaac ben mitzvah, pater ben amitzvah. It's aser the daven mincha." They got into a big argument. Chafetz Chaim said that we have to daven mincha, because I think he felt there was a shy of a chido Hashem, because the Baal Batim won't understand, and those Yisrael Drabbanim aren't davening mincha, and the other Gadol Paskin, there was also the davening mincha, and we should miss mincha, that's it. Cool. We're done in Yonim for all Klai Yisrael. It was a major machlekes. But the story gets a little bit more wild, that he was, Chafetz Chaim was davening, and the other Gadol was screaming at him while he was davening. He's a beira. You're a tefillah's toeva. But okay, but there is such a thing that Isaac the mitzvah, pater min mitzvah, you can completely not do the mitzvah.
Yeah, but you said it doesn't apply when you're learning, that if you have a mitzvah to do it and you're learning Torah, then you're supposed to do the mitzvah.
Yeah, but that's a kasha on the Rambam. That's a kasha on the Rambam that everyone asks, but they give answers. I didn't.
Yeah, but then you said the answer was because you are, what do you call it?
Because you get married later. Yeah, you're right. Oh, you are right. That answer probably doesn't work with the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says you're 100% right. I was mixing shittas. The Beis Shmuel, who says that you don't have to get married at all, probably cannot use that answer. Even though someone says that answer, even in the Beis Shmuel, I saw that.
But if the Rambam's reason is that the reason why you can't get, why you don't have to get married is because you could push it off forever, then you should have to do it right away because you don't know when you're going to die.
Okay, but you can say a person is a halacha, that a person is allowed to be a chazaka, that you're not going to die right away.
Yeah, but in case of... But there's a case if you say that to your wife that you are divorced from an hour before that I die, then she can't, and he's a Kohen, and she can't eat truma.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, I have to look up the Bekiyas. But I don't know. You stop me. Bekiyas, I got you, stop me. But they're saying that the person has a right that to assume up to a certain normal amount of time that he's probably not going to die. I don't know the case of the woman at Truma. I don't know. That's probably a drabbanan. I don't know. Usually we say Shema Yomis Lo Chashinin. That's what we usually say, that a person has a cheskes chai, and we don't, and the chazak is not apple. I take it back. But it's a milsa de lo shchiach, that a person will die right away, and therefore he has a right to be toilet that I probably won't die now. So in every minute he can be toilet and his stomach won't die. But you say we don't say that by the woman, so I don't know. That's you have to see really why over there they don't rely on the on like there's a rave. There's a rave that a person's not gonna die tomorrow. So why by the woman by Truma, I don't know that Gemara. Why we don't rely on the rave? I don't know. But I assume they talk about it over there. Well, okay, you stop me.
Ben Meir, can I ask?
Yes.
Can I ask Rebbe a question?
Yes. The only thing is you should know that we have a curfew. I'm going to be over the curfew.
Oh, I don't
want
to.
Okay. It's okay. I don't mind being over the curfew.
I think Harry's already over.
I know. The curfew's at 10. But okay, yes, I'm that's having fun. Yes. What was the question, please?
So I was just wondering, in the Beis Shmuel
Wait, we can't hear you.
Oh, am I, can you hear me now?
Yes.
So the Beis Shmuel, even though he doesn't, when he's first quoting over the sheet of the Rambam, he doesn't quote the Mechaber as well, like he does in the Madur Kama, but like a few lines later, he says, V'hainu mashikosav ha-mechaber b'sif sh'achar zeh. So doesn't that sound like he's still putting them together?
I have to look inside. No, I think he's just bringing what that he's only bringing that on Ben Azai. And Ben Azai showed I think it just means that we see Ben Azai is a different halacha, as we find in the Chabra later. It doesn't necessarily mean that I don't think that's so mokro.
Oh, it doesn't mean that he's learning. I thought maybe it meant that he's learning the Chiddush of Ben Azai was the same way that he's setting up the Rambam's Chiddush of Ben Azai, meaning not like the Rush. The Rush's Chiddush of Ben Azai is you can have a person go his whole life. The Rambam's Chiddush is that even if he has no Tirdos. So I thought he was putting that with...
Okay, but maybe the Mechaber does say that.
I think that would put them...
The Mechaber on that point doesn't mean that in everything else they're in agreement. I would assume... My personal suspicion is that the Beis Shmuel in the Madura Basra was non-committal. In other words, on the other hand, the Rambam quotes the Rush verbatim, and he is same. So there is good reason to assume he agrees with the Rambam. On the other hand, it's not as mukhruch, because the Rambam has his reason. So the Rambam is mukhruch, and the Mechaber is not mukhruch. So in the Madura Basra, he just leaves out the Mechaber Shita. He doesn't commit what the Mechaber holds. He's non-committal. I don't think he's saying either. I was saying that the Arach Lechem would have to commit that he argues with the Rabbi. But I don't, again, not everyone agrees with everybody else. So the Beis Shmuel might just be misupik what the Mechaber holds in the Madura Basra. So he doesn't. He left them out.
According to the Rambam, what happens if someone gets married? Hi, Shalom Aleichem, how are you?
Shalom Aleichem.
Beautiful. According to the Rambam, if somebody gets married at when he's 21 and he has 10 children, was he Mekayim Pruvu?
He's Mekayim, that everyone says there's like two Pruvus according to the Rambam. Obviously, no one would say if he passed 20, then forget it. You missed it, like by Kriya Shema. You missed Kriya Shema, forget it. There's no point to get married anymore. But there's a zman of the mitzvah that's 20, and then there's like another, you know, like it's a two-level mitzvah. I don't know.
How's that called the bittul mitzvah? It's a bittul mitzvah.
He says that. Kids. The Rambam says that, bittul mitzvah. He says that.
Why does the Rambam disagree with the Rush? Why doesn't he learn Pashur Pshat like the Rush?
He says, Kimin Sha'avru Esrim Shemad Al-Nasi Isha Reza Oyrim Avato Mitzvah Sesei. Because he reads that in the Gemara. Because the Gemara quotes this Tana Derei Rav Yishmael that Hashem waits till you're 20. So he has there's some kind of Zman. You know, there's like a Chathchila Zman, a Deraisa, a real Zman. Now the Gemara says, it's not a Drabbanan made up a Zman. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's the time of Rabbi Shmuel. Ad kof shana yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzah b'la adam. Moza yisa isha. Kimin shegiya kof el anasa omer tipach asmoisav. So this is a deraisa din. And Hashem says, 20, you blew it. So that's where they say the Rambam got his din from. So it is an unusual mitzvah, according to the Rambam, that there is a Torah makes two zmanim. There's a zman that when you're supposed to do it, and if you miss that, you miss something. But then there's a secondary zman where it's still a mitzvah, but it's not the but you still would have to do tshuva for blowing the mitzvah. According to Rambam, I would say that if a guy delayed for not getting married, you know, he got married at a later age. So I know someone like that because he was learning, you know, press and company included. Then he would be over. He was over on bittul mitzvah, except that he had a right because I say the mitzvah popped him in a mitzvah. According to Rush, he would not be over. I have a wondering a shine in the Rambam. What would be if a guy goes to camp? You know, the guy learning in yeshiva, and then he takes a 2-month vacation. I'm going to come back to yeshiva and for Elul. Right now I'm taking a vacation. So it could be, you know, they have the head train more of Eitzik B'mitzvah Patim in a mitzvah. I don't know. I'm not sure you can say like, going to camp is Eitzik B'mitzvah Patim in a mitzvah. You know, maybe it depends. If he's going because he needs it, be tudos el kiyumo. But what if he doesn't really need it? What if the guy didn't, for sure, what if the guy didn't start learning yet?